www.ChicagoCubs.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Wow, I just made it. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. And your dial is set correctly, too. USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live at 8 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And on Monday, USAPrepares.com begins a two-hour broadcast right here on Genesis Communications Network. Monday, we begin at 9 o'clock Central and continue through to 11 when Alex Jones signs on the world's largest alternative radio network, Genesis Communications Network. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Archives are free. Just go to the website, USAPrepares.com, click on Listen to Vincent, GCN. Dave's at the controls in Minnesota. And converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Now, today we're going to be focused on what's happening around us. And I'd like to ask Stan Deo, senior USAPrepares.com instructor and engineer, his thoughts on the serious threats that face us. A massive storm is headed toward the East Coast. Reports suggest up to 2 feet of snow. It may paralyze traffic and the delivery of goods and services. And Bank of America has issued a warning. A warning that digital transactions may not function. So they recommend you get some cash. So a leading proponent of a cashless society now realizes what they have created with electronic commerce. Suppose that you need insulin. You're insulin dependent, for example. And you're dependent on electronic communications for the insulin transaction to occur so you can get insulin to stay alive. And the storm knocks out that communication, and it prevents you from getting insulin. Now, whose fault is that? Is that yours? Is it the banks? Is it the internet provider? Is it the weather? Okay. Well, regardless, who actually bears the suffering from not preparing? That would be you. So, regardless of what these guys do to us, you need to prepare. You need to figure out what to do in case you can't get what you need. Because no one else is going to do it for you. No one. Stan Deo of StanDeo.com is with us today. And let me spell that. Stan, StanDeyo.com is with us. Stan Deo is held above top secret security clearance. He's a research physicist, an advanced propulsion engineer for marine, air, and spacecraft. He's a lecturer on world events, including the coming global economic collapse, developing solar-related crises in the Earth's climate, the UFO deception and its real intent, the suppression of badly needed technologies, the coming destruction of America by civil war followed by foreign invasion, high-voltage physics of cheaper energy. You know about his wife's book, Dare to Prepare. It's in the fourth edition, 632 pages. I have a copy right here in the studio. Great book. If you're interested in preparedness and survival, I suggest you consider it. And you can go to the website, StanDeo.com. Welcome, Stan Deo.
Well, good morning. I hope the class is ready to take note.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've got some serious things to talk about. Stan, it's always great to have you on the broadcast with us. You know, I really like to listen to Art Bell back in the 90s. And I would stay up all night listening to him and you. And, you know, you guys would talk about information that we really needed to know about. And back then, there were a few people that thought that we were crazy. You know, we agreed on so many things, and it turns out we weren't crazy. And what we talked about happening, what we listened to you and Art Bell and some others talk about, is here. It's here right now. So Stan Deo, why don't we discuss today your thoughts from a scientific perspective on the greatest concerns for mankind. And what I'm saying is, could it be energy running out of oil? Could it be the weather, like the monster storm Nemo that's headed toward the East Coast, the Northeast? Could it be taxes crushing our ability to produce goods domestically and the theft of our labors at the government gun? Pollution, population, water, disease, famine. I mean, the list goes on and on. What are your thoughts from a scientific perspective, Stan Deo?
Well, it's kind of hard to really look at the global situation and pick the most threatening threat curve that is pending. I try to look at the Earth as a human body, and I look at the body and what keeps it going. What's the high priority thing in the body?
Yeah.
Certainly, it is the heart and the pumping of blood, the consciousness. The consciousness you can do without if your heart is still bleeding, well, you're beating, sorry. You can be alive. So I look at the Earth and I say, well, what is equivalent to the heart and the blood? Well, in the Earth system, it would be a supply of energy. And that's the bottom line. The impact to the flow of energy, or the control of the flow of energy, both of them, are our most critical threat line. The powers that be on the planet, the super corporate globalists, they have for some time been cornering the market on energy resources. That doesn't mean just oil. It's oil, gas, it's methane hydrates they're trying to convert. It's nuclear reactors, it's solar power generators and collectors, all that kind of stuff. Now, whoever controls the flow of energy controls power, real physical power on the planet. And that's the lifeblood of the planet and us. Now, in physics, when we talk about power and energy, we say energy is just an amount of energy. When the energy begins to flow from one point to the other, it becomes power. So, in essence, the control of the flow of energy on our planet is true, absolute power. And the globalists have that now. They've had it for some time. There are pockets of resistance to their control in the Middle East and China. The Middle Eastern oil fields have been drained, burned, all kinds of things by the Western OPEC nations. The Western nations, because they wanted to deplete everyone else's oil supply and control the British and American and Australian and Canadian offshore and onshore capped off wells. So in the end, these nations would have a control over the remaining oil. Now, okay, that's energy, and that's a major threat. But if you don't have, like, fresh water in your body, like the Earth, if it doesn't have fresh water, things begin to die. Fish, people, birds, animals of all kinds. The water is becoming increasingly polluted by the byproducts of human life, of industrial complexes, putting junk into the sea and into the rivers, and putting garbage and stuff out and just not being responsible about getting rid of it. You need air to metabolize the food you get, or and the water as well to cause it to cause you to respire. Now, air is being polluted by industrial complexes, by carbon emissions, too much so, and by other toxins that are byproducts of manufacturing various products that we use every day, chemical products. You need to eat. Eventually, you need to eat. You'll be in a lot more trouble if you can't breathe or have water quicker. But over the longer period of time, you need to eat to stay alive. And on the planet, we have impacted so many of our producing farmlands and our ocean fish, resources where we've overfished and where we've overcropped, that we can't support the number of people we got on the planet now. And when you add to that the threat and the real and present ongoing danger of superstorms, of drought, of flooding, of magnetic field changes, when you add to that, from all these things, the food supply is going to dwindle. And if we have one major supervolcano go off and throw up enough dust to give us a nuclear winter for a month or two or a year, that also could impact the food chain so much that people would start to starve because they could go to the shelf at the grocery store and there'd be nothing there because they couldn't grow it that year. One season like that is enough to cause you grief. Now, that's a real present danger. It's ongoing right now. People in various places are seeing weird weather like they don't normally get. Here where we are in Colorado, extreme drought. In other places, it is so wet and snowing like in the Nemo storm area that it's unbelievable. Now, I'm jealous, I have to admit. But anyway, these things are all impacting and will continue to impact the food chain to us at the top of the food chain as well as all the animals below us and the plant life. The threat of disease comes next. You know, that's down the road from being hungry and stuff, but disease causes your system to produce antibodies, and it slows you down for quite some time depending on the seriousness of the disease. The Earth is almost like that in that we are a disease that has been causing a lot of trouble to the whole flora and fauna of the planet. And I suspect sometimes that the Earth reacts eventually. It has a set schedule of interacting harmonic systems. When we screw it up, it tries to right the system. It tries, like a spinning top that you kick off center, it tries to right itself and go back on course. There are just so many of these curves at the moment facing us that it's hard to pick the major one, but I hope I've prioritized that down the line properly.
Wow. Unbelievable list. And, you know, when you said we are a disease, the first thing that came to my mind was the massive amount of pollution that some of our industries create. And I was thinking about the inner cities, how they are crumbling, and how Detroit has been abandoned in many areas. And we are a disease. We really are a disease. We're a plague on the planet. Sandeo. This is USAPrepares.com. Very sobering, class. Very, very sobering. And it's probably going to stay sobering for the rest of the hour. I'm Vin Finelli. Please, don't touch that dial.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'm delighted to have Stan Deo with us in the classroom today. And Stan, I'm looking around, I'm thinking from oil, crude oil, we make tires, plastic products. Almost everything in our society has plastic in it, including the steel cans, the lining of the steel cans that we buy our food in. And as I look around the studio here, the monitors, the telephone, the microphone mixer, the power consoles, the voice processing equipment, the communications equipment, the ham radio transceiver, the cables, even the pen I am using for taking notes are all made with plastic that comes from oil. And we take it for granted. We think plastic is trash. We throw it away, out and bury it in our landfills. We are wasting the resources that are on this planet in finite amounts.
Yeah, it's pretty astounding. And in fact, if you go back, what, maybe 70 or 80 years, even less than that, aluminum foil, saran wrap, plastics, all these kind of things didn't exist. We hadn't even discovered them yet. In that short time, we've absolutely been hitting the resource and draining it and creating environmental problems at the same time. This just absolutely highlights the fact that we have a lack of intelligent development of technology and resources. One day, the good Lord is going to come and show us how to do it after he cleans up the mess, I'm sure.
And it's our mess, and we made the mess. We really made this mess. And it's interesting, Stan. I, as a farmer, don't throw anything out. unless it's absolutely worn out. As a matter of fact, I was on the tractor yesterday, and between broadcasts, I hop on the tractor and I go feed the cows. And when I bale hay in the summer, I use this plastic twine. And I use thousands and thousands of feet of this plastic twine, probably 45,000 feet of it. And anyway, I save it, and I'm bringing it to the meetups, and I'm going to give it out to whoever wants this plastic twine. Now, it was used, but you know, it's great for tying up things, and it just would kill me to throw it away. And that's the way farmers typically operate. We don't like throwing things away. But if you contrast that to the city, and you drive down a city street, and you see, you know, refrigerators, washers, dryers, all kinds of things that people throw away that could be reused. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me.
I know. I'm an old farmer. You know, although we don't have a farm any longer, but, you know, I look at the empty grape juice bottles that are thick and hold water and stuff. We save those, and we look at like paper towels. Well, I wash my paper. I know this sounds dumb, but I wash my paper towels out if they're not really greased up, and let them dry and reuse them again to clean counters and things like that. I'll use a paper towel several times over.
Well, sure, and we do the same thing here on the farm. If we have a need to use a paper towel and we can use it for bringing that paper towel out into the shop, we have an automotive and a truck shop and a tractor shop right here on the farm. I use that for cleaning up, you know, the grease messes that we might create, and you know, and we lubricate fittings and Zerk fittings. We use those reused paper towels, and then we don't throw them into the trash for burial in the landfill. They go into the outdoor wood furnace where they create a little bit of heat.
Right.
Good. I kind of think that. Yeah, I kind of think that's the best thing we can do. So, Stan Deo, as we look at the planet as a body, and we look at the heart, and we look at the blood flow. Do you think that as a result of all the problems that we are facing, including overpopulation and the carrying capacity of the planet, that as a result, no matter what we do, there's going to be too many of us, and we're just going to get angry with each other, and then civil war is going to result because there are those that have and those that take and those that produce and those that want, and you put us all together in a tight space. Fighting breaks out. You think that's where we might be heading? Why don't we talk about that on the other side of these few short commercial announcements? Stan Deo, what are we facing with each other in a tightly packed globe? We'll be right back. I'm Vin Finelli.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs. And downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Fall in love. With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This can be slide and
what are today's hot
last day
got your take my
new gold
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Sandeo and I are talking about resources. We're talking about the threats that face us, all of us. And we're talking about disease and famine and water overpopulation, pollution, weather, the energy, the list goes on and on. And Stan, you know, I'm thinking that if you put too many rats in a cage and you pack them in tightly, they just start fighting because they're so close together. And I'm wondering, you've done a talk on the coming destruction of America by civil war followed by foreign invasion. Now, is that where we're headed because of oppression and also because of the difference in classes and the haves versus the have-nots and those that who who've usurped authority are telling us what we can and can't do. Do you think that we're going to just all start fighting and have a civil war as a result of all this?
Yes, I'm reasonably certain that all these things will bring to bear on the just general chaos that will ensue. I think this will be during the middle to last half of the Great Tribulation period spoken of by John in the Book of the Revelation. But here's the thing. You talk about the rats, you know, overcrowding in a cage. They will not only fight, they will kill each other, eat each other. And even the Bible says in the last days here of this age and the chaos that ensues, there will be even cannibalism here on the planet. People would be that hungry. Now, talk about the disparity between the haves and the have-nots. The United States, the average person here, whether he's on food stamps or whether he's got a TV or whatever, he is consuming six times the amount of energy that the other people of the world, the other 95% of the population, get to consume every day. So you can see how immediately the disparity is there and is broadcast over movies and TVs that are shown in the poorer countries. I remember this in Israel when I was there in 89. I was out in the outback there and traveling around on old dirt roads, and I came around a bend, and here was this great desert, Bedouin tent. And I thought, wow, this is a chance to meet some of the locals. And I looked out front, and there was a Mercedes parked there and a dish antenna out the front. So disparity is everywhere, but it always kind of just makes my jaw drop when I think about they have to live in a tent, they have to carry their water in, but they've got a Mercedes and they've got a dish satellite TV. Now, that means that they and those who come to see TV at their home can see how allegedly America lives. And you know as well as I do, a lot of the Hollywood productions exaggerate the excesses of America to the point that people just think that, you know, we're slothful, we're wasteful, in other words, of all the resources we have, and that we've just got, you know, gold dripping off our fingers over here. This disparity certainly is going to make it easy for a new one-world government to form, where it promises to everyone a chicken in your pot, for, you know, free medical care, a job, you know, and all this kind of stuff. The voting majority of the planet will accept that. And they'll race, run, rush to this new world order. There won't be a takeover, you know, as most of the conspiracy theorists seem to think. We're going to welcome a new world order. Now, how it comes is going to have to be the $64 question, because if, let's say, a Chinese-led consortium take over the United Nations and try to form a world government, then the anti-communist, anti-Chinese countries and delegations will say, no, we're not going to support you because you'll do it the way you do in China. We're not happy with that. If the Americans were to take over and run the United Nations and try to force their view of how the world should be run, there would be great opposition to this from many nations saying, no. We don't like the way you do things. You come in and you destroy our country for oil and this and that and promise us the world, and all we've got is trouble after you do it. So it doesn't matter whether it's a Chinese communist thing, a Russian communist thing, a Catholic-based thing, a Muslim-based world government. It doesn't matter. The people of the 196 member nations of the United Nations just would not be able to agree on whether to go out for a coffee break or not, much less how to run a world. Now, that means that the new one world government is going to have to not only offer a solution to many of our crisis curves that we've addressed, but it's also going to have to be independent of any religious order, of any political or national structure on the planet, like it can't be from any known country or superpower, or any little country. It's got to be something unique, but yet trustworthy. So the people of Earth, no matter how poor, how rich, you know, how communist, how capitalist they are, will accept it almost without question. Now that means it has to be something extra human. And in this case, it means that we're going to be seeing super technology all over the planet, just like in the movie V. And it's going to be saucers. It's going to be other types of craft. It's going to be super beings, ultra humans, who will make some fantastic claims about their involvement in the creation of mankind. And because they have the technology, and we'll see it over cities, you know, large craft, and, you know, super technology in the way of medicine and various other things. When we see that, we will think they have the power and the technology to destroy us if they wish, to wipe us clean here. But they haven't. And they're offering us a peaceful one-world government if we just follow their way. Now, that is what the mafia would call an offer you can't refuse. Because you die one way at your own hand. You could die by them if they wanted to clean the planet. But the third alternative is, hey, they're friends, and it's going to be a peaceful government their way. Let's let them do it. That's the only way that I can see that we're going to be able to try a one-world government and get all the despairing religions and economies and political structures to agree to try. Now, whether it will work or not is another issue, but that's what they're going to try, and I think this is part of what the Bible calls the great deception. So all these curves, these crisis threats and curves that we're seeing coming to the forefront now are fuel to drive the people into asking for someone, some group, to solve planet Earth. Protect us from the earthquakes. Solve that problem. Protect us from this crazy weather all over the planet. Help us so we can eat. Help us to stop disease. Protect us against asteroid impact. What do we do about the sun when it goes tropical? Our magnetic field is weakening. What do we do about that? You know, I can go on and on. There are so many of these things being thrown out in the press every day that it's no wonder that the people of Earth are thinking, boy, are we in trouble? I mean, you know, where's the off-ramp for planet Earth? As this intensifies, and even as it intensifies, especially in the media, people will become more and more receptive to forming a world government under a superhuman power. Now, I believe that is going to happen in our lifetime. And reasonably soon.
Stan, tell me what you mean by superhuman power.
Well, in the Sumerian records, in the biblical records, in a number of other ancient tablets that are found in the Middle East, there are records of little g gods, supermen with powers, superwomen with powers, that came to Earth from a high place. Mm-hmm. Now, I think, basically, from the biblical perspective, what they say those are beings that were in the heavens in like a parallel universe with the creator of our world, of our universe. And there was a rebellion that formed there about the way things should be run. And to solve it, this virtual courtroom Earth was formed. Now, these beings came down in the rebellion, and some of the good guys did too, the two-thirds that didn't rebel against the established order, against God. They came down in part, and the bad ones started to break rules in this virtual courtroom immediately, crossbreeding with our women to produce hybrid beings, to pollute the results of this challenge to authority that Satan made against the good Lord, our Creator, God. Without getting too churchy and too involved in that, basically what has happened is there are a number of these beings with superpowers, taller than we are, probably physically more fit than we are, who were on the Earth in those days and have been on the Earth since that time, traveling forward in time in their craft and various types of structures they can create to alter time. They have traveled forward, and they can bring us the equivalent of videotape or holographic representations of the crucifixion itself. They can make incredibly fantastic claims about who they are, what they've done, trying to pollute the result of this virtual courtroom in the end. Now, that's who these superhumans are. I'm not saying they're aliens, that kind of stuff. They are extraterrestrial in the sense that they came from a parallel universe, and they're not, you know, just from Earth. They came here to Earth for a particular reason in the creation of the Garden of Eden situation and eventually the spread of the kind of humans we have on the planet now, to make this virtual courtroom. What they are doing is trying to, to prejudice the result of the jury, if you wish, by trying to make their system, where God is not at a grassroots level, but God is at a command level, and where people aren't linked together to know what is right and wrong, and we're all individual islands. And there's more to it than that, but basically it is a complete inversion of the way God runs the universe where he lives. I guess I'm simplifying it too much, but basically that's what it is, and that's what those superhumans are I'm talking about. They are fallen ones who've been put down here because of the rebellion, and they're doing their best to screw up the natural progress of the way Satan set up the planet to be ruled, showing, you know, they want to show that it'll work better than what God does. And, you know, Satan's big challenge was, like, I sat over the throne, I guarded the throne of the Almighty and the Creator, and he is weak, and his way is not the best way. Strength, power, force, that's the best way.
Sandeo, I'm Vin Finelli. We're going to be back in a minute and talk about what I'm seeing as a search for leadership right here on planet Earth. And I'm going to explain what happened to me at one of our meetups and what people are asking for. People I know. I'm Vin Finelli, Standeo, standeo.com. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dried-guy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Stan Deo is with us. StanDeo.com. StanDeo.com. I'd just like to mention something. We're talking about the threats that face us. I opened Dare to Prepare. Dare to Prepare. It's a manual on how to prepare on all kinds of levels. Everything you can think of. And I'm not kidding. It's one of the finest preparedness volumes on the planet. I'm very serious about that. And on page 53, I just opened it up. Liquid gold. Making drinking water. How to make drinking water. Potable water. Water purification. That's just one of the items on Dare to Prepare. I suggest you consider it. And Stan, how can someone buy a copy of Dare to Prepare?
Well, a number of ways. They can ring us on 719-547-9100. 719-547-9100. They can go onto our website at standeo.com and click on the picture of Dare to Prepare at the first page you come to there. And that'll take you to a description of the book and a little place where you can click order now. And you can order online with a credit card, or you can send in a check. All you need to do is to be sure to let the shopping cart calculate the postage for you wherever you live. And you can choose the option you want in various types of mailing. Those are the basic ways to get the book.
Class, it's a fabulous book. I absolutely endorse this book. I think it is a necessity if you are interested in survival and preparedness. And it very well could be, if you were just going to buy one book, it could very well be that book. It is that good. It's available at Valerie Earhart's bookstore here in Springfield, Missouri. She carries it because it's so good. It's carried at Down to Earth Foods, Tony Fiché, his store. It's carried at lots of our instructors' businesses in the Springfield market. So I really suggest that you consider it. And it's Dare to Prepare. StanDeo.com, StanDeo.com. And Stan, I wanted to share a little story with you about leadership. We have been having meetups for a couple years now. And so once a week I show up in Springfield and I invite the class to attend. And we've had as many as a few hundred people show up at the restaurant Ziggy's, and we've had, you know, as few as maybe, I don't know, 60. And so if we take an average of 100 people per meetup, 50 times a year, over 2 years, that's 10,000. That's 10,000 people who have been there. Now, a lot of them are repeats, but that's 10,000 seats that we filled up. Now, if you take the four expos that we've had in the past and you say, okay, on average, let's just assume that we had 10,000 people attend the 2 days. That's 50,000. That doesn't include, you know, the three broadcast classrooms that we have per day. Now, here's what happened last Monday. We're talking about community and building community and why we need to work together, because the threats that face us that you mentioned today are so great. They're surrounding us. And one of the people said, well, why don't we build a community? Well, let's build Finelliville. They're looking for leadership. They suggested that I become their leader. And I said, whoa. No, I am not your leader. I am here to help you think and help you learn and to get you motivated to prepare. That's what I'm doing, but I am not your leader. So seriously, Stan, you know, you're talking about people want the problem solved. They really want their problem solved, and they're looking for someone to solve it, exactly as you said. And I was both shocked and honored and flattered, but I'm not their leader.
Well, you know, that becomes a problem. The bigger the group, the more problems you get today. I think people have to be careful who they choose to group with. I think smaller community groups are better.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Stan Deo, thank you so much for being with us today. And class, I really suggest that you consider Dare to Prepare. I keep it in the studio with me. 719-547-9100. 719-547-9100. And there's a link to Stan Deo on the website. Page 1, under instructors, at the bottom of the page in black, where all the instructors are. Stan Deo, thank you so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.